Garrett Nash, also known as Nash, just released his debut album titled You. With bassy beats and his melodic vocals, this album goes deep into the topics of love, loss, and the pursuit of happiness, with an album all dedicated to one relationship. This is Nash. Crash with me. In the opening track, Crash With Me, he sings about how his relationship with a girl has changed, and even though it has changed for the worse, he still wants to pick up the broken pieces and try again. The second song, titled Leave a Message, is my favorite song off the album. With amazing bass, soothing vocals, and thoughtful, well-written lyrics about his broken heart, this track comes together as a story of heartache, told through a beautiful flood of sound.
I wanna hear your voice, but I don't wanna respond. Don't really have a choice, just kinda hit me that you're gone. Haven't spoke for a minute, I've been barely living. I've been, it only feels so fitting. The only care that you were given is the loving that I'm currently missing. We made your Wi-Fi code and it's saved in my phone. Sometimes I type it in the dots just to check if I'm home. Just like E.T., the stars on your ceiling reflect.
Nash continues the same theme of heartache through the next couple songs off the album. First, with his song Disposable.
Disposable. Disposable. Didn't know it was so. Disposable.
Then with the fourth song titled Left Out.
Side of your bed, feeling.
And again with the fifth track, Oxytocin.
I don't like my own hands touching anymore. For a moment I think it's you.
The lyrics of this song are the most thoughtful due to what the song is about. Oxytocin is the hormone that is released into the body after something like a hug or a kiss. In this song, Nash reaches into his thoughts on the girl not being faithful and how he is tested when he finds that he is still in love with her even though she is with other guys. In the background of the beat, you can even hear a heart rate monitor. This seems to represent his heart finally breaking and finally ending the love he has for her. You can tell that he really tries to dig deep with his lyrics and not just scratch the surface of a story. Second to last song titled You Don't Get Me is the turning point of the album, from his broken heart state to finally standing up for himself. My favorite line from the album is in this song when he sings about talking to his dad.
Asked my dad how long will it take? He said maybe forever, but it will get better. Give it some time and then maybe some more. You simply got so much living in store. I get it, she didn't get me, but my heart is sore. Now I'm seeing what this distance is for. You don't get me.
The production throughout the album is fantastic, and the final song, You Only Call Me When It's Raining Out, shows just how versatile Nash is as an artist. He can do both quick-paced, upbeat songs and mellowed-out sad songs. This final song is about how the girl comes crawling back only to find that Nash has moved on and is over her.
Been there, done that, seen it all before. Opened all these windows when I closed up all our doors. In your basic car, with your basic heart, and we were basically apart.
For this being Nash's first album, you can tell that he has tons of potential and he's possibly the next big thing in pop and R&B.
I bet you wish that you ain't played me now, played me now, played me now. I don't think that you can save me now, save me now, save me now. You ain't the one I'm calling baby now, baby now, baby.
For WHJE, this has been Grant Mullen.
You only call me when it's raining out, raining out, raining out.